The winner of England's prestigious Booker Prize this year is the novel Possession by A.S. Byatt. It's being compared to Umberto Eco's The Name of the Rose and John Fowle's The French Lieutenant's Woman because it's a story that interweaves past and present, and it uses literary critics as detectives. Commentator Maureen Corrigan says it also contains one of the ghastliest Victorian wedding night scenes she's ever read.
Wow. That's what one character says about the shocking secret unearthed at the end of Possession. And it's what I said when I finished the novel. Wow. Possession is a mesmerizing Victorian monstrosity of a book. Part romance, detective story, fairy tale, academic farce, epic poem, and gothic thriller. It's over 500 pages long, just like the 19th century blockbusters it copies. Possession probably should be savored slowly, but I couldn't restrain myself. I read most of it on Tuesday night, with election returns blaring in the background. For all I knew, Boris Yeltsin and Bart Simpson might have won Senate seats. The sorry world of late 20th century politics faded away as soon as I began to read. Possession made good on the promise of its title. The novel is mostly about the illicit love affair of two Victorian poets, Randolph Henry Ashe, who's modeled on Robert Browning, and Christabel Lamotte, a Christina Rossetti clone. A century later, a young scholar named Roland Mitchell discovers evidence of their affair when he finds a love letter to Lamotte in one of Ashe's old library books. Roland consults a Lamotte scholar named Maud Bailey. She's a fierce feminist deconstructionist critic who's been working to reclaim Lamotte as a lesbian poet. The two scholars are quickly joined by other bloodhounds who've sniffed the moldy odor of a literary scandal. A.S. Byatt has a lot of fun here, mimicking the bizarre language of literary academics. She also has a wonderful ear for Victorian phrasing, and she generates tons of authentic-sounding journals, poems, and letters that furnish the scholars with clues about the love affair. It's like Byatt herself has been possessed by the spirit of a George Eliot or Emily Bronte. The Lamotte-Ashe love letters in particular are masterpieces of the convoluted Victorian language of sex. Christabel Lamotte calls Ashe a fiery salamander and writes of seeing shooting stars and licking flames in her fireplace. Ashe responds by telling her that their love will be a pyre from which you, my phoenix, shall fly up renewed. Reading all this elegantly steamy stuff makes Roland and Maud hot, and they find themselves falling in love. They compulsively retrace the secret journeys of Lamotte and Ashe from London to Yorkshire to France, and finally to the graveyard where Ashe and his wife Ellen are buried. I don't want to spoil the ending. I'll just tell you that the novel unfolds through a series of narrative boxes nested one within another, and it comes to a spectacular climax when a real box is exhumed from Ashe's grave on a dark and stormy night. Hokey, sure, but it's also irresistible. Underneath all its sophisticated narrative pyrotechnics and hip allusions to literary theory, Possession is an old-fashioned, thumping good yarn, only masquerading as a postmodernist parody.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Possession by A.S. Byatt.